Hello and welcome to Safe Space, the space where I share with you my journal entries, my gratitude, and some topics that help me and I hope help you. With that, let's just take a deep breath. And just arrive in the moment to not only think of the things that we are thankful for, but to truly feel the gratitude of each blessing that we have in this moment and that we will receive throughout the rest of the day. You may not be thankful for the same things that I am thankful for, but I highly encourage you to think of at least three things that you are thankful for in this moment, in this day. This journal entry is from around Christmas time, and I said, I'm thankful for my Christmas decor and to be entering a season of giving. Today, I can still be thankful for a season of giving because if you choose to keep giving, that season will never end. I literally actually just donated 2 big bags of clothes today. I think it's so important to give, and I'm so thankful that I've been blessed enough to be able to give. I'm thankful for the air I breathe. I'm thankful for my cats. I'm thankful for the Lord and His love and grace. I'm thankful I can walk. And with this, let's dive into our topic today. I want to just talk about delayed gratification. It is so easy to feel like you want to give up and even just start slowing down because you're not seeing the benefits of the work that you are doing right now. I want to just take a moment and say, keep going, keep going. You're not supposed to instantly feel the gratification from the efforts that you're putting in. A lot of the things that we are doing, the hard work that we are putting in, is something that is building us up so that way we can have success later. And obviously it's good to find victory in each little moment, but in the times where you just feel like nothing is moving forward, keep working. A plant grows its roots in the soil, but the gardener must keep gardening it, or watering it, tending to it. You guys know what I mean, I hope. For those roots to keep growing and eventually for that fruit to come up and you can reap the harvest. When results are delayed, when you see no signs of progress or success, when you have no feelings to support your decisions or actions, it can be difficult to do what you know is right. It can especially be hard when everyone in the world thinks you're crazy or weird for doing what God is calling you to do. Because sometimes on top of you not getting instant gratification, sometimes you can just feel like what you're doing, like nobody really cares, or some people think you're crazy for it. But don't forget that Noah built the ark when no one had ever even seen rain. A lot of the most important things people do, a lot of the most successful businesses, the people who started those, like, other people thought they were crazy. You know, like Thomas Edison trying to make the light bulb, he had to make like 1,000. So don't give up after 100 tries. Don't give up after 200 tries. Keep going. Don't give up because somebody else doesn't see your vision. Don't give up because you aren't getting instant gratification. Believe in what you do. Believe in who you are. And keep going. If you have a call, continue to answer it. Continue to meditate and continue to seek God. Continue to just keep working, guys. I don't know who needs to hear this today, and I feel like it's kind of rambly, but there have been so many instances in my life where I've been upset about something and looked back and realized everything ended up being for the greater good. God's plan is way greater than ours, and there may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning, guys. In the good and the bad, just keep an open mind, asking, what is God trying to do for me in this situation? It's not always going to be easy, but the hard things are worth doing. They are worth doing, guys. Keep it up. Don't lose sight. Keep focused. And have a great, amazing, blessed day.